Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Back in November of 2017, we had all three members of the Lox, Jadakiss, Chic, and Styles, up here to the apartment to do what is a regular podcast for us, tell us about their entire life's journey.
Yeah.
But there was a little wrench thrown into the whole process.
Which starts when Jadakiss and Styles walk in way high off of edibles.
Right. So
just rolling.
Just having a little fun.
Yeah.
And it took the podcast into a whole new
dimension.
And you know what? Into a whole new podcast, because Styles, in the middle of this trip, stood up, found a Big Lebowski book on our bookshelf, and started talking about movies.
So dude.
We're into were you booing?
No, he says dude.
Oh, I thought you were booing. I was like, what did I say? So Jadakiss is asleep, and Styles and Chic are talking about The Color Purple.
Yeah, the movie.
And we were like,
which,
you know,
by the way, Fonte was in.
This is true. We were like, you know what? You guys should have your own movie review show. And they were like, no, we should have a movie review show. And we'll call it Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies.
We're like, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
And so we went with it. And we did an episode this winter where we reviewed Netflix favorites.
Yeah, so like each of us had our top 10 lists of things that were on Netflix, just some suggestions.
Yeah, you like some documentaries.
Chic has like the opposite taste in movies and TV than me.
That makes it great.
It makes it great.
And Styles brings what he brings to the table.
Conspiracy theories.
And drugs. And then there's me.
Yeah.
And so all four of us together thought, you know what? This is something that's working. Let's go see Black Panther in theaters,
mm-hmm.
which came with its own amazing journey within itself.
Yeah. Everybody should go listen to that episode.
And then we were like, you know what's even better is to watch.
Everybody keeps asking us to do just action movies.
Right.
And this is way more than action movies.
We want to go see every different kind of movie because we think that this is a very different kind of conversation that the four of us have, two of us being
Jews
and two of us being
Black dudes.
Yeah. But also, we grew up 10 minutes apart and we have these totally different worlds that we grew up in. And we think that it just creates this amazing dynamic.
Well, yeah, but also, I mean, like, it's a friendship. It's like an actual friendship.
It is, so much so that when we went up to the studio to go watch this movie Coco with the guys, they tried to watch it on their Netflix account and found that it was not working
because they didn't pay the bill. And so they used my Netflix.
Yeah,
which
that is what friends do.
A lot of people seem to have my password, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I might need to change it.
Well, that might make you a bad friend.
Changing my password make me a bad friend?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, when a girl came up to me in a club and said, hey, you don't know me, but I have your Netflix password.
Which, isn't that the greatest?
It's like, it's a good way to start a conversation.
There you go. So today,
it's a good pickup line.
Today we talk about Coco,
mm-hmm.
which is a movie that we watched not just with Chic and Styles, but Jadakiss was there as well. And
Jadakiss had like the greatest time watching this movie.
He did. And for the record, he was not off edibles.
No.
But he enjoyed this so much, he didn't want to take part in the conversation because he had work to do, but it was so much fun for us to watch Jadakiss watch this movie.
Jada had never seen a Pixar movie before.
We do get into that.
Yeah.
But it's incredible.
Just a couple things to note before we actually go into the episode.
Yes.
One, we recorded this episode a few weeks ago, and we were going to stack it with a bunch of other episodes, but we didn't end up recording any, and we felt like the conversation around Coco was so crazy that it would sort of make sense just to put it out now.
Coco is now available on Netflix, so you can go watch it. And a lot of people have been watching it, so we saw on our timeline that it was the topic of conversation, and we were like, great.
And so we don't have any follow-up episodes for Two Jews, Two Black Jews at the moment, but they are coming soon. That's all I wanted to say. All
right.
Actually, you know, I want to recommend three podcasts, as we always do.
Okay.
If you like this one, you obviously like the two other episodes of Two Jews and Two Black Dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll also like Gerard Carmichael.
That was a great episode talking about flying to L.A., a one-way ticket, doing stand-up when he had no idea where to do it, and building a career where he ended up on NBC and in the Transformers movie.
And I would also say to listen to our episodes with Desus Nice and the Kid Mero.
Yeah, those are two separate episodes, and I don't think anybody really has done an interview with those guys
soloed
by themselves.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun for us to have them up here and tell their individual stories, because everyone knows Desus and Mero, but they may not know Desus.
And or Mero.
So shout out to those guys who just announced that they're going to have their Showtime series in 2019.
Showtime.
And we couldn't be happier for those two genuine dudes. And now, Jeff.
Yeah.
when do you want to get into this episode of Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review Coco?
I want to take one more second to remind people that you can always subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, all these different places, and you can review and comment.
People have the ability to do that?
You can always do that.
Oh, great.
Who knew?
So when do you want to start this episode, Jeff?
Right now.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog, a.k.a. Dance With My Dogs in the Nighttime.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. No, I Don't Want No Pigeons, a.k.a. Mike Tyson's Neighbors.
Yeah, yeah, what up? It's Styles P, a.k.a. Bluish. That means black and Jewish.
Ooh, that was nice. What up, y'all? It's your boy, Sheik Luke, Silverback Gorilla. That's it, and I just watch Coco.
Yeah, this is Two Jews, Two Black Dudes reviewing movies.
Yo, everybody's been asking us to go see Infinity War. Yeah, which we did not. You guys have seen it.
We wanted to bring something different to the table. There was no way that you guys were going to go see this in the theaters. It wasn't showing up on your Netflix queue.
I lie to you not. They told me Coco. I said, what the fuck is that, for one?
OT
said,
Genesis?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm like, yo, all right, when I get home from the gym, I'm going to go pull it up. I never did. My son was telling me about it. It's a little kid with a guitar, but we'll get into it. And I'll tell you what I thought.
According to Wikipedia, Coco is the 2017 American 3D computer animated fantasy film produced by Pixar Animation Studios and released by Walt Disney Pictures, mm-hmm. based on an original idea by Lee Unkrich. It is directed by him and co-directed by Adrian Molina. The film's voice cast stars Anthony Gonzalez, Gael Garcia Bernal, mm-hmm. Benjamin Bratt, Alana...
Wait, hold on. Benjamin Bratt doesn't get an accent?
Benjamin... Alana Ubach, Rene Victor, Anna Ophelia Muguria, and Edward James Olmos. The story follows a 12-year-old boy named Miguel who is accidentally transported to the land of the dead, where he seeks the help of his deceased musician great-great-grandfather to return him to his family among the living.
Okay, now, Styles, did you expect to see it?
I got stoned and watched Coco for sure.
Jadakiss, who wasn't here and he just left, but he watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Jada had never seen a Pixar movie. Have you guys seen Pixar movies ever in your life?
Of course.
Tons of them.
Toy Story.
Of course.
Tons. The Incredibles. Mm-hmm.
Right? Tons of them.
And Jadakiss has never seen it. You've seen some.
I've seen a lot of them.
Yeah.
I've seen other ones that are not Pixar movies, including Shrek and others. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Pixar movie?
My favorite Pixar movie, probably one of the Toy Story ones.
Yeah, me too.
Or Incredibles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Monsters, Inc. was dope.
Yeah.
Mm. Monsters, Inc. was good.
Super dope, right?
Yeah.
Monsters, Inc. was super dope.
So I'm going to go with Toy Story for me.
The best movie.
The first one.
Pixar's.
The first one. Yeah.
Are your kids into the Pixar movies?
Definitely.
Yeah.
100%. That's how I started watching all those joints. But yo, yeah, I never heard of like fucking Madagascar or nothing like that.
No, I'm saying.
Wait, actually, what's crazy is Eric pitched a movie that was exactly like Madagascar before Madagascar.
I did. I wrote a movie. I was like, I went to Fox Animation who did like Ice Age and all that, right?
Yeah.
I walked in there because
Ice Age is dope too.
It was a dope movie. I walked in there and I pitched them this idea. I was like, how about, because everyone was doing one about like one kind of animal, right? If it's a dog movie, like just about dogs.
Yeah, or ants.
Ants, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to bring something with like all of them. I'll base Holy it at shit. A zoo. It'll be about how like they escape from the zoo and go back to their country, you know, where
Real
they came
shit.
From, right? I walked in there and I pitched it to them and they told me straight up, this will never work.
Get the fuck out of it.
And then like a year and change later,
so,
a different studio did it. So my thing, my takeaway was
that we went to the wrong studio.
Yo, man,
went
you
to
need
the
a lawyer. You
or,
need a lawyer.
Or it was that like,
I'll do it.
It was that basic.
Or they told somebody else at the other studio.
Or it was just, hell, it was that basic of an idea that anybody could have done it. You know,
nah, that was a great idea. It wasn't basic.
And so it's just you have to
wasn't
think
basic.
That the next idea is going to be just as good.
Definitely.
That's how I take it.
And that shit wasn't even in the workings or nothing, right?
Nothing,
it was this.
Nothing.
Wow.
They told me it would never work.
How the fuck you feel about that?
I feel fine.
No. Eric, talk about it. Be real.
I'm mad. I'm mad.
It's fucking Madagascar.
Yo.
Yeah.
Let's get some pipes. Let's go down to Fox
Hell
Animation.
Yeah.
And
wow.
No way, Eric.
Some pipes.
We don't do that, bro.
That's why you need
anymore?
It.
Yo, we're going to handle
where
it.
Where the fuck was it?
And get another
well,
show
maybe back then you didn't have it. But I was going to say, you're supposed to record everything.
Everything.
Somebody recording a meeting.
I was young and dumb.
I know. Yeah. Where?
Did you grow up on Disney movies though, like the animated ones? Like did you
which
go
one?
See
name
the,
one? Name one.
Like
Aladdin. Did you see that?
No,
I have.
Little Mermaid.
No.
I think I've seen that too.
But you've seen like Bambi,
Lion King. I've seen it on Broadway.
You did see it on Broadway.
Lion King on Broadway.
Outstanding.
Is
my mom bought me tickets to that.
Awesome, yo.
I've seen it and they did a great fucking job.
Holy
bro.
Shit, Lion King on Broadway
for real,
is awesome.
For real.
Jeff, wait, do you prefer Lion King on Broadway or Black Panther in the movies?
I prefer the Cleveland show for Black Panther. I prefer I'm gonna get you something. I told you already.
227.
I prefer busting loose. Yeah. Over. I prefer which way is up over fucking the Lion King. I'm sorry, y'all. Kill me later.
No, they did.
Yeah,
they,
I know they did. They I'm sorry, you. Hey man.
They said I can't believe
he didn't she. Like it. The silverback gorilla in the jungle and yada yada yada. The fuck out of here.
Whose side are you on?
Word, exactly. Not that. You know, yeah. Yo.
Were you in Wyoming?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't.
Yeah, let Sheik have his free thoughts.
Oh, shit. But nah, Lion King on Broadway, I got to say, to get back to that, outstanding.
Then why, when we were in the other room before we started the movie, you said, I don't want to hear any singing. You said, I don't want to have no Broadway stuff.
Lion King is all Broadway.
I know, man. They're all singing. All right, so check it out. I hate when these shows... going to the they'll be talking and then they go, can't you feel it in the air? And then can you feel it, dad? And then they spin and do the whole dancing and stuff. Oh my god, that's the only part I hate about Family Guy, when he bring into these songs and shit like that. I can't stand that shit. I don't know what it is with me being in the musical industry and all this. I can't stand when you bust into a fucking song.
I don't really mind.
It depends what it is. You're more mellow than your partner over here.
Yeah, it depends really what it is, what I'm watching. And
I am a big Leon Phelps fan. That was the ladies' man. Whoever don't know who that is. And then when they did the dance routine, I almost threw fucking. I almost yo. You know, you remember the movie?
Yeah, yeah.
And they start
yeah.
doing that shit. I said, "Oh, come on, man."
So the West Side Story. You're not.
Oh hell no!
I swear to God, I watched West Side Story 3 weeks ago.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
It's so good.
I mean, I've seen it mad times. It's just the I guess from a. I don't know. I was high. It was on, and just the Jets and the Sharks.
Yeah, whose side are you
on? How. You know whose side I was on.
Oh, the Sharks?
You know whose side I was on.
You weren't on the white guy's side?
You didn't like a lot of racist shit going on.
You didn't like their jetés as much as the...
I've never seen it.
So going into this movie, what did you expect, Jeff?
We're talking about Coco.
Yeah, talk about Coco. Okay. I didn't know what it was about. I just knew that there were dead things.
But you also knew that it was the 15th highest grossing movie ever, something like that?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I think so.
So it did good. It did good.
Yeah. Or is Jeff's just spreading rumors?
I don't care. You know, whenever we'll sell you guys on watching this movie with me.
Styles, what did you expect from this movie?
I didn't expect anything, actually. I knew it was a big movie. I had no idea what it was about.
Right.
I had no, like, inkling whatsoever.
You saw it already?
No, I did not see it.
No, we've never seen it.
I didn't even know the storyline of it.
Yeah.
And she promised to watch the trailer, did not.
I didn't see the trailer. I didn't see anything. Honestly, I thought one of you guys saw it already, and it was some kind of some jewels and something in it that you wanted to touch on.
I didn't see it, didn't know what it was about, other than that it was a Mexican movie, right?
Okay.
Like a Mexican Pixar movie.
Right, right.
And had no idea what it was about. I just knew that I thought two Jews and two black dudes needed to see this kid's movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so we made it happen. So I didn't expect anything other than, you know... You're probably going to have a happy ending, right?
Okay,
I didn't know it was going to be like the emotional roller coaster that it was.
Wow.
Right. With jewels in it. With hip-hop jewels in it.
Word.
Yo, he wasn't writing his own shit.
Yo. Real shit, yo. Write your
saying
own shit,
saying
no
names.
Yo.
He wasn't writing his own shit. And
word, man.
The whole town was loving, like the whole hip-hop community was loving him. But he wasn't, and long story short, he wasn't writing his own music.
He wasn't
and
who he said he was.
Fucked his flow up.
That fucked me up.
Wait, he was literally a ghostwriter.
He was really a ghostwriter. Yeah.
He was a ghost biter.
Yeah, yo.
Wow.
He also like stabbed his partner in the back.
Hell yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Boys, it was real industry shit happening in Coco.
Yeah. Yo. Yeah.
You wanna know about the industry? Watch Coco. One on one. Wanna learn about industry? Watch Coco, bro. Shit's dead real, B.
Dead real.
Real, B.
Before we get into what we liked about it, what did you not like about Coco?
Uh-oh.
Well, for me, you know, I don't like when they burst to the songs, but I get why they did it. I get why they did it because it was a musical. It was real.
It was for the kids.
It was for the kids, and like I don't like when they start going into them songs.
Remember me
songs and all that. Like we could.
I like it when
shit.
Styles sings it.
Yeah, that's it. Any songs and all that kind of shit, I don't like. I don't give a fuck.
What about plot-wise?
Do you like singing in real life?
I love singing in real life, but not like, because, yo, I don't know, man. I don't like when it, like, it'd be like something great happening. Why the fuck you got burst into a song? That won't happen, for real. You ain't going to burst into a fucking song.
Do you do karaoke?
Nah.
No, never.
Nah, I don't think I ever did karaoke.
Do you do karaoke?
Never.
Never?
What are you guys doing right after this?
when you sing, like in the shower, when you're driving alone, something
in
like
the
that?
Studio, when I make my hooks and I do stuff.
To the radio.
Yeah, shit like that. Yeah, certain songs on the radio.
Yo, yeah. I'm going to be honest. I've never heard any of your songs.
yo. Hold that, man.
All right. What didn't you like plot-wise about it?
I think it was a good movie.
Okay.
Honestly, this time, I think it was a good movie.
Like the twists and turns.
The twists and turns, definitely. It. I wasn't expecting it. I caught the little things where he, like early in the movie where he said he thought it was something that he choked off of food poisoning or whatever.
You
like
knew
the
that.
Little plots. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then he went back to it. And I thought it was a good movie, man.
Jeff, were there anything in there that bothered you?
Nothing that I can be like, you want to know what? Like, that was a bad move. Oh, here we go.
No, I got a couple things that bother me. Yeah. These are skeletons walking around in this.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
in this land of the dead, right?
Yeah. So how come when they like stomp on somebody's foot, they feel it?
Or like when they're thrown off, they're like.
Or when they're catching. Yeah. Or like when they're catching people, it's like suddenly that works. But
How do they drink their alcohol?
And why did they have food in the audience?
They have like dead intestines. It goes somewhere. I think you could turn it on and off. I compared this movie to like the the Cinco de Mayo, like the Beetlejuice of Mexico, you know what I mean? They took a lot from that, if you ask me, about the underworld and like they had to get accepted and this and that. When you see if you've seen Beetlejuice, you know what I'm talking about.
Wait, did you say Cinco de Mayo?
De Mayo, whatever. You know, you get what I'm saying?
Did you take Spanish in high school?
Yeah, I took it. I took it.
Did you leave it there?
Yeah, I might have left it there. Once you pass it, it's like, yo, all right, I'm good.
You watched Beetlejuice when it was out in the theaters.
Definitely. Several times.
Totally. And through the years.
Mm-hmm. And as the repeats and all that, yeah.
Fantastic movie. Mm-hmm. It doesn't pull on the heartstrings like this does.
No.
It
doesn't.
Maybe when the car is like tipping over on the bridge after they like go through the bridge.
Because he was overall, Beetlejuice was overall bad. He had no like other purpose on like seeing his daughter or yada, yada, yada.
No, he was just there to fuck shit up.
Exactly. Yeah. He was there. You call him when you want some bullshit to happen.
Right.
This is different.
Jeff, were you invested in this movie?
I would say it was more affecting than I thought it would be. Right. I did not cry.
Right.
Everybody in this
Let's
room.
Be clear.
I thought you guys was crying over there. I looked over. It was a lot of teary eyes, man. He kept leaving the room. I said, oh, shit.
You know, it was a lot darker than I thought it would be.
It was dark.
Right? Like, I thought that, like, a kid's movie... The way when I was growing up, it was like, oh, like, yeah, there's a bad person, and like, you know, you overcome the bad person, that's it. Mm. This was like, hey, the guy you thought was your grandfather is not your grandfather, and the guy that
killed him and
stabbed him in the back and like,
definitely,
yeah,
did.
You want to face these little bastards to reality fast,
yeah,
you want them to grow up,
yeah, you want to grow up fast,
yeah,
I guess so. Stop.
That was the Pixar jewel.
Actually, no, the best part was at the very end when it goes like a year later, right? And they catch up with Miguel, the main character, and he's holding like clearly his cousin or something like that, a newborn. And she's just like, damn,
he had a kid move fast. Yo, I thought he had a kid already. Little Mexican niggas is fucking, man. Like, yo, how the fuck he had a kid that quick? Oh, shit. Styles, that was dope.
Emotionally, did the movie, like, you know.
Thought it was a great movie.
Yes.
Because they involved a music side of it, a cultural side as far as the Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
A dope storyline. Somebody chasing their dreams when people often can shut down your dreams. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think it was really dope that they show sometimes how you might want to do something and your family wants you to do something else. But
so you steal.
So you got to
steal from the graves.
Yeah.
What the fuck was the age limit on that movie? Because there was stuff you had to catch in that movie as far as like it showed 1 year later, then they show him with his daughter.
I think that's just died. Yeah. You know what I think?
You had to explain that she died and now she's with him.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Then back then he was hugging her like
the great grandmother. Yeah.
With the grandmother. Yeah.
Which was his daughter, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, again, I like the movie. I like the movie a lot. Like, I'll get to the rating in a bit, but I did want to say another thing that sort of bothered me.
Uh-oh.
Is when...
That it was Mexican?
No. Stop with your free thought. When they cross over, they're still that age.
Oh, hell
even
yeah.
Even when they're skeletons.
She was old as fuck.
She
His
was old.
Daughter was
old
as fuck.
Yeah. Which is a little weird.
By the way, did anybody ever try and like stop you guys from following your like passion? Like anybody who was like, you want to rap, but you know, no?
Nobody important anyway.
Nah, not like that.
If they did, it wasn't really
stop the flow of anything. Nah,
yeah, there was no chip on your shoulder that you guys like just like overcame.
I mean, no, we're I mean, it was probably.
Of course, we did. We're from Westchester.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only thing when we got the publishing situation straight with Diddy, that was to me that would be about it.
Yeah.
You know, yo, but back, real quick about the I think they had to show her. His daughter at that age.
Right.
Because you would have been like, who the fuck is that person?
No, I get it. You had totally to show
that shit. That, totally that was
it.
Her.
Yo, emotionally, what'd you think when they hit you with that, if no one thinks about you in the real world?
I said that's some deep shit. Remember we was watching that?
Yeah, real. That's real life.
I said that's some deep shit. That's why I said what age was this movie.
Like,
it was some jewels
I think
in
it's
it.
PG, right?
Word. Yeah.
I think it's PG.
So really, if no one thinks about the dead any longer, word. They die a second time. Man, like an official, like, that's it. That's over. That's
yeah, that was crazy.
Hard.
That was really that's was really deep.
Something
was,
to think about, right? It's forgotten. For real. Like, what's your legacy?
Yeah.
Like, you know, besides your kids, I know they're going to carry it on, but like, yo.
Deep.
Crazy.
Well,
deep
yeah,
shit.
I mean, but it depends. Like, there was that obituary that just went viral because some like woman in Minnesota, she passed away, and her two kids were like, "Yeah, like she died, and we're glad for it."
What?
Yeah, it's like a real obituary, and people were like, "Why did you put that in there?"
That's
like,
so
that's
fucked up.
Yeah,
and she might have been a terrible person to them.
Well, to
maybe
them,
they
but then like
in heaven, and they saying they're glad for it. Oh. Wasn't it that way?
No. This was like,
oh, like
pain,
how
no more suffering type shit.
Like how
yeah, no,
his
it wasn't
great grandfather yeah, here like, said like, I hope you die soon.
Oh, it was just like we're glad that she's father.
Yeah,
like that on
was,
that kind of
she
note.
Yeah, was a mean, probably a mean person.
Damn. We whatever. A really good friend of ours, Ian, who directs all of our videos and everything. His uncle passed away right before the 2016 election, and he said in his obituary, he said, please don't vote Donald Trump as president.
And nobody listened.
I can't, yo, fuck with Jeff.
But
you know what's crazy? I don't know if you said it, Pete, one time ago, a while ago, you said how these little niggas don't, like, that's how we supposed to respect Run DMC and Kool G Rap and all these kind of greats. These little niggas don't acknowledge certain motherfuckers that did it before them, and that you gotta keep that shit alive, like on who did what and who
word.
Came before you.
Yeah,
because you know
they don't. Then nobody's gonna respect.
You're gonna
your
be
history.
That person.
Yeah.
I think you said you're gonna be that person.
You're gonna
hopefully.
Be that. Yeah, in a few
I mean,
years,
maybe they might forget that motherfucker quick because they suck.
Yeah.
But eventually, you're gonna be that person.
Yeah,
God willing.
And you know, you ain't pay no homage to those who came before you. Why those
facts.
After you would do that for you? It don't make it's
little
like
niggas
sense.
To say.
Yeah.
Little niggas to say, yo, you getting old? Ain't that the point? The mission to get old?
Yeah.
You getting old too? Stupid.
For? Yeah.
That's what I tell them. I'm older than you, but you're getting old too. Yeah. Time is not standing still for you.
Real spill.
Damn.
That's some jail.
Nah, but like, you know, I'm the age I am. You're the age you are, but everybody's aging. Like,
yeah.
You're just somebody just, if somebody's old, that don't mean he ain't on a different, they just older than you.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody's aging. Babies, infants.
Right.
If you fucking alive, you're aging. If you ain't aging and you're dying, well, you're dead already.
Yeah.
So
and even when you're dead, apparently
embrace
eight.
Yeah, you could die again, and then they could not care about
forgotten
you.
Forgotten about for real,
yeah.
Yo.
All from that fucking movie.
Yo, when that
Coco
kid
was deep.
When that kid Miguel goes on the stage for the first time and he's nervous, and then he kills the crowd, right?
Yeah.
What was your guys' first experience on stage like?
I think you know why I think it's different for us, like
because you're not animated.
No, for definitely that we're not animated.
Hey, I find Sheik very animated.
This is true.
Yeah. Check it out. We came from block parties.
Yeah.
So we rock mics in front of crowds at block parties, and you know the DJ outside and a cookout going on. So we rock those. That
up
was kind of like our and Young is like you name it everywhere in the park, Winnie, anywhere, Serato, wherever niggas was at, wherever they from. But long story short, that was kind of like our Apollo. Our audience like that, and like, oh shit, who's these kids? And other rappers that come from different towns. So when you seen Big and one of them shits in Brooklyn rapping on the street, that gets you ready for certain shit as opposed to just pushing out there for the first time.
You don't
time.
Know you dope unless people tell you you facts. Dope.
Right.
Yeah. Like you need people to hear you to say you dope so you get kind of used to doing what you do. But I mean,
so by the first time you touch a real stage, then you're already good.
We was lit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say we was lit.
Definitely. I think just from all of that shit, like you said, it warms you up. That's your real, because when you're not on at all, and you're just a kid from the block, and then you getting on your block party or on a set or the thing, that is the Apollo for you.
Word.
Like, Now you recognize from doing what your craft.
Yeah.
So that prepares you and you get more hungry.
Hell yeah.
For the next stage. Like now you're looking for the next bigger stage to conquer. And so you're kind of ready for it. You definitely get the butterflies and you're not like, you know, but I like to call it high anxiety. Like, you know what I mean? It's like
still
getting a
butt.
It depends where the show is.
Yeah,
what
but
I'm
once
doing.
You get out there, it disappears.
Yeah, it's like it's out. That anxiety because you could feel the energy in the air from the people. Like yeah. It's just feeling the energy.
Believe it or not,
crowd.
That block party in front of all them little chicks that you like and all that—that's harder than walking out definitely. With 40,000 people.
Yeah,
you're just gonna stare out there and rap and do your part and get off the stage. But them little shits is like, oh, they looking into your soul, bro, and it's they, you know, they judging you. That's homies from that side of town. Yeah, it's like it's crazier.
Much more intimate. How did you guys even get those first gigs? Like, were you guys putting yourself out there, like, you know, or was it, I mean, how did
back
that happen?
It was flyers going around. And you go wherever the flyers said, yo, tonight is going, whoever's going to be at the Fever or the Roxy or whatever, or this block party over here, you just go there. You and your crew go over to that block party and grab
word
the mic and rock it. Word of mouth back then.
Word
it wasn't
of mouth get
social
everything
media.
Popping, you popping, everything mm-hmm. you going to that's popping. Whatever's going
literally,
on.
Literally, me,
much
Styles,
word
all
mouth.
Of us walking with all our dudes to wherever it's at. No, I don't even do cabs or none of that shit, bro.
Oh, you walked?
Walked to like wherever the places was or the
not
bus.
Not Manhattan
or
Bronx, but if it was.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Not Manhattan. No shit.
Like local shit of the town. Yeah. We walking. Because we're going to everybody block, like just picking up the homies. Like, them two live over there in that projects. They live over there in that projects. Yeah. He live on that side of town. He live on that side of town. So it's more than a group.
And what you're better way, P, than them school parties?
Yeah.
Like, say the high schools, you know, school parties.
Yeah,
had,
yeah.
Man, you get on the mic at those joints or, you know, spread the word or outside ciphers. It was a lot of ciphers, too.
Private schools
yeah.
Those is public. Like,
no, we was in public, man.
No, I'm saying the other ones, the
nah,
schools.
Nah, we never went to private schools.
Nah, like public school opening
public
shits like that.
Yeah. And the ciphers outside, it'd be big circles and you rocking and killing shit. And, then,
and
you
the
know,
town's there, everybody, so you kind of used to it.
You getting popping. Yeah.
So when you guys picked up people as you went along, it ended up being like Warlocks plus like 30.
Facts. Yeah. Facts. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. We all going. All right, I'm gonna walk with you. Like, yo, and that was it.
what was your guys' worst like show back then?
With me, Styles, I never forget this shit. When I fell through the stage, me and Kiss fell through the stage. Styles didn't go out there. I know he thought we was on dope or dust or something. Kiss, styrofoam fucking stage. I never forget that shit, man. To this day, I'll never forget it. Rocking that shit. And we was the Locks. I think we was the Locks then. Or was he? He's kind of dope.
Fell through the stage.
It was a fucking like. Here's the regular stage.
They jumped through the stage before the stage.
They had some kind of setup where a barricade in the front, but it was made of bulletin board. Kiss jumps out, doing his whole part. He falls through the shit and kept rhyming while he's through the stage. I'm like, oh, let me go help my nigga. I jump out. I'm stuck through the whole shit. Yo, we look stupid. His Styles didn't even go out there. I'm pissed. I saw flipping on the bounces while I'm stuck. Fuck y'all, motherfuckers! I slammed the mic. I can't even get through that shit. I'll never forget that shit, man. Ever, ever, ever.
I was
so sad. He looked like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
I couldn't believe you jumped in after.
I thought I was coming to help the nigga.
There's some fucking wrong down there. Unsafe.
A bulletin board. They had a big blockade in front of bulletin board, but painted black. Literally this, like, boosh. Like, the thing you could... Les P was the shit.
That's the shit, bro.
Oh, man. And me and Kiss fell through with a crowd, bro. Not no sucker crowd.
You know, it was crazy. Half their body was sticking.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Oh, that like, shit was to our waist. In holes in the thing.
And they upper ass was sticking out. That shit was crazy, dog.
Shit, so you got.
I was on the floor. I couldn't fuck.
What happened? Is Mike?
Yeah, turn the mic back on.
I couldn't breathe
now,
on that
shit. Fell as a man. Another security guy pick you out that shit. You tight. Nigga picking you up, you like this. Why you picking you up? You got this face.
Like, you can't reach out like a little kid to like to do this
shit. Oh, shit.
Oh,
fuck
y'all.
Yo,
how old were you?
Probably like 2 years ago, man. I don't know. We was young, yo.
Oh, my God.
That was a while ago.
That's my personal Wait. Where shit was fucked up.
Where were you guys when you saw that Diddy fell through the stage?
Oh, that was recently. That was recently. One thing about him, he is a fucking pro. Yeah. He fell through that fucking stage. Lil' Kim was down there, almost stepped on her head. She played it off like all perfect and shit. He jumped back up, did the split or whatever he did, and then MTV Awards?
Or
what
was BET maybe?
BET Awards. BET Awards. And, yeah.
So
back to the movie.
Back to the movie.
I guess.
Now we're about to go deep. Do you believe in the afterlife?
Hell yeah.
What does the afterlife look like to you?
Don't know. I just know all the... I mean, energy never dies. Like, you know what I mean?
Doesn't this
people
make you...
People physically move on and they pass on, but it's like if someone was to ask you, Eric, Jeff,
yeah,
Sheik, Styles, where was you before you was born?
Yeah.
Like, before you was actually... why does a baby laugh in the crib? I know you came out your mom and all of that, but somewhere... It got to be bigger than just the physical form. So with that being said, I kind of believe energy never dies. I think physical beings die, and your physical goes. But I think energy connect. I think it's a proven fact. Energy can't die, and the human body's made out of a lot of things, but also energy. So yeah, there's no way the physical could die, but I don't think your spirit could die. Like you know what I mean? And I think that's what.
I love that.
It's beyond us.
I do too, man. Yeah. I honestly, like, you know what I mean? I pray that's the truth, what he's saying. I wish that you know, and kind of like, not compared to the movie, but you kind of want to think whoever's with their mom and chilling and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And having fun and somehow like holding you down up there. Yeah. Or wherever the spirit, the energy is, like, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know. But I would hope... Word.
I think it looks like Mario World.
Think so?
That's what you want it to be.
Castle
like?
In
that's
the sky.
What you want it to be. Yeah.
I wish it was like this, but we're not Mexican, so I don't know. Like, is that like not our?
Yeah, I don't know. Do we move to Mexico when we die?
I that would be dope.
Yeah,
I got an ill belief in it though, and what happens after that?
I love that. That's
crazy.
I just love the idea too that like once a year you dedicate your like thinking towards
them.
Those
dope.
People.
That's so dope.
That's super dope.
Yo, I wonder if it's like, what's the weather like? Like, is there rain?
I think they do.
There's no bathrooms. No. Who knows? There's
gotta be.
Throw
man.
Everything out.
I think they do everything we do, just in a different way.
That'd podcasts.
Yeah.
Promote podcasts.
I would assume so.
Yo, you want it to be like that, right?
I would assume. I think from man being around so long and was. When religion comes into play, limits our thinking.
Mm.
It kind of puts us in a box. Like, we really don't use a lot of percent of our brain, for one. Then we listen to stories that's been passed on centuries and ages that no one could actually give you a proven fact testament that it's actually true, besides really the... one thing I say is weird is the Quran, because how Muhammad, there's no way he could have had that much knowledge to how a female body...
Right.
Works at that particular time, especially someone who they said didn't read or write.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's we going off of passed down knowledge. So you kind of just, we limit, I think a lot of us as human beings limit our beliefs and our spirituality to what we was taught before us. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I think it kind of falls on you as a person to what do you actually believe and how do you actually feel and what do you... think is gonna happen, like, you know what I mean?
True.
The kid Miguel, he believes that he is going to be a musician because his great grandfather was a musician, right? Like he has this.
Well, he didn't want to be a shoe polisher his entire life,
which is what his parents.
He was a polisher. Yeah. His parents were shoemakers,
right? And his parents wanted to pass that down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Do you guys think that there's something to the skills and tendencies that you're forebears
that your parents
had.
And them gave
Do you think that goes down?
I think, but you ain't gonna pick up everything. Like my mom, rest in peace, extra smart. She passed like certain the way I go about stuff like that. But then, you know, far as thinking in my brain and all kind of shit. But then again, my father smoked crack right now and shit. Like, yo. Yeah. What the fuck? You ain't gonna pick up shit because this nigga's a crackhead.
Right. No. But
do you think none of them rat.
Like, do you think you have more of a tendency to use the left side of your brain, the creativity or words?
They think they shot. Jeff is like, Sheik's father's a crackhead? That's how I'm reading Jeff's face.
I'm just like, huh.
I got emotional for Jeff. Eric handled it well. Jeff was shocked. Look at that Sheik.
You ain't gonna pick up anything. Yo, you know what I'm saying?
Like, sizes. It seems so good. No way.
He almost busted out laughing like, yo. But I don't believe in that. Like, you're going to pick up. I think you're given a gift.
Yeah.
And you're just going to run with it, man. It could have been nobody in his fucking family besides his grandfather. Nobody. And he could have been dope on that guitar.
Yeah.
So I don't really, you know.
Because the gift could come from different many ways. Like, Your parents didn't have to rhyme it, but your parents could have just been playing some shit Word. In the house. I just remember
your son weekends. Produces. Do you yeah. think that musical talent comes from
I think it's just that. I think that.
You think so? Yeah. Around it.
Yeah, yeah, I think the talent when the talent comes there, but I think the love for music comes from the soul. Mm. Period. Like the soul. And I think some people in your family, you have like not like-minded souls, but souls
yeah.
more that's alike. Like, so when something strikes you, like, so when you're coming up in a household, I remember my mom would blast, like, Tina Turner. Like, yeah. blast Tina Turner, blast Bruce Springsteen, blast African music. Mm. I remember her just getting up and dancing. So certain shit always been, she ain't rhyme.
Right.
She ain't do shit, but it was just that, the house is getting cleaned. Yeah,
right.
The music is like, and this mom, she's South African.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She blasting all sort of music and just dancing around and having fun. So that kind of gave you your light to music. And I think anyway, even subconsciously, our ancestors made music, whether we,
Word.
It might not be our mother. It might not be our grandparents. It may be a spirit, mm-hmm. like just like in the movie.
Yeah.
It may be spirits from way beyond that taps you. But I think it's just your love of, when you have a love of something you're doing, somebody in your family has the same love. That's like if you love films.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeff loves films.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, we could break down a fucking film.
Right.
Because we fucking both fucking love films genuinely.
Right.
As brothers, as blood, as if it was same thing, if it was basketball, boxing, whatever the fuck, rapping or thing. I think some shit is in your blood, but certain shit is just like, my soul like this, your soul likes this, and this is your parents didn't fucking break down movies, I'm pretty sure, and
no,
the best, dopest AKs in the fucking.
They were pretty good. Yeah, I would say they're pretty good.
But
yeah,
you know, I think some things you pick up, but some things you grow into.
Yeah.
Well, what would you guys have done if you were not rapping? I know it's sort of like a lazy question because it's one of those things, but it's like
if,
yeah.
If you know, for the people that's listening, for me, I'm gonna keep it 100. A younger Sheik would have said, "I'd have been out there selling crack or doing." Nah, listen. If I didn't go on my God-given talent and then blow up the way it did, I would be somebody in the industry in urban music that you had to come see. I would have been a Leo. I'd have been a Stout. I would have been a fucking Pecos. I would have been I'm talking about, I would have been somebody in this game that you had to come see in urban music about your project.
Yeah.
I promise you that. I wouldn't have been, say my gift was architecture.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have been doing babysitting. I'd have been say I could ball, right? Let me make it even simpler for you. Say I could ball, and I make it into the league. I guarantee I'd have been somebody interviewing the players. I would have been somebody in that ESPN office. I'd have been something to that extent.
Yeah.
What would you right? have done?
Did I nail it? I would have been somebody you'd have had to come see in urban music about your project. Cause my ear to this, I ain't blow up in rap, but you gotta come see me and talk about your project, and we gonna make this shit happen. Cause I'm the head of whatever at Universal, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I went to school for film, right? I was a film major, a drama minor. I thought life was going to be a straight path. I was so set. Like, I was using college as an apprenticeship. I was just learning my craft, right? And then when I bring those movies to a studio and they don't sell because they don't have any life experience, like, you got to switch up and you got to figure out what your skills are and what they could be used to do, right? So I guess like my life switched up and I was like, all right, well, if I'm not going to be a feature filmmaker, I'm still going to use my film skills to make these sketch videos, and I'm going to use them to make this career. And if you tell me now that I couldn't do this any longer, no more albums, no more podcasts, no more books, no more videos, none of that,
right?
I would probably end up in the industry too. I know I have a good marketing mind.
Right.
I know I can think in a certain way. Right. And I know a lot of people, obviously. So it's like maybe end up there. You?
I feel like, I went to school. I thought when I was a kid, I thought I was going to be a comic book artist. And then.
Like a kid.
Yeah, like a tiny child.
Right.
And then I went to school and I thought I wanted to write for Rolling Stone. I had seen Almost Famous and the kid, you know, writes for Rolling Stone. He goes on tour and like that's his life. And I thought maybe that would be my thing. And I did end up writing for Rolling Stone. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
But by the way, so watching this movie, I'm the oldest of the three of us, right? Mm-hmm. And
it's three of us?
Yeah. Jeff has a twin brother.
All right.
Yeah, my regular brother.
Okay.
he works in sports.
Yeah. He has a real job.
Yeah. But. For me, so I got the brunt of like my parents like wanting all the kids to be successful, but be also like settled, you know? And
as a 20-year-old coming out of college, like, I just want to, like, live my dreams, right? But you get all that back and forth with the parents who are like, just get a job. Like, yeah. just – and not because they don't believe in you, but because they want you to be good. Mm. So I get what the parents are saying in Coco when Miguel's like, no, this is my dream. This is what I'm meant to do or whatever.
Right.
I remember, like, knock down, drag them out fights about, like – my career until the point when maybe I made money off of, like, my passion.
Yeah, no, it was the first time that when you went to the Grammys with Kanye.
Yeah.
Like,
it was. And then mom and dad were like, oh, so this music that you've loved this whole time can be a career as well.
Yeah, my thing was I did write for different magazines and stuff, which was my dream or whatever. And then I found that that wasn't exactly what I wanted. And it was more like doing what we do.
Now, by the way, we still, like, get together with our aunt, right, who lives in the city. And she, I was with her a couple weekends ago. We went to brunch. And she was like, I was telling her about this website that a couple friends of ours, like, created called Infatuation, which is, like, a food review site. And it's super popular. And she was like, don't you want to create a website where you can make a lot of money? And I was like, damn. Damn, Aunt Jane.
But she's also like, I mean, she doesn't say yo. She's also like, you know, you should go back to school and become a banker. Right. So, like, you know.
But did you guys get that, like, in your mid-20s from your family still? Where they were just like, yo.
I think we had such a movement. And yeah. I think with it being so many of us and with a movement, I think our parents kind of saw it. And not only that, we were pretty responsible. Like, we was on the street doing dirt, but we... Like, we maintain jobs, like, here and there, stock jobs,
Working. And school. We tried all that. We tried community college.
It wasn't like we was just fucking outside slumming on some super
No, but did you have
shit.
Any OGs, like, from your guys, you know, blocks where they would say, hey, maybe the streets isn't for you guys and you should focus on the music instead?
It's like a kind of no.
It's like you out there, and while you out there, it's like you got to get out of here, but it's not like, don't do this, like, right now.
Yeah.
Like, you have a job to
do. You're out there.
I'll grind, man. You know. We had an incredible grind, and then the people that we connected with, you know what I mean, were still running around in the streets. So, like, we didn't, like, after a while, we had kind of had to stop anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if we was doing any wrong, we kind of had to stop. Like, you know, I told the story before. Like, I remember when Yo C came out. With Big, or even before Big, like when certain songs hit to where we couldn't be in them buildings anymore, or even back then when you had cameos and videos and shit, and you kind of had to stop. He was forced to, regardless if you wanted to keep making money, and that rap money wasn't coming in, you kind of couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
Styles, when you were stealing chairs from Central Avenue, did you?
That chair CDs. Did you? He was taking TDKs.
I sold chairs too.
Yeah. You took chairs?
Chairs, electronics, studio system, coats, tapes.
Niggas had chairs.
Did you?
I think I stole everything. Clothes.
Did your manager say, hey, maybe you should have another career?
One of my managers was with it.
Really?
Right. Yeah, one of my managers was with the shit, so.
Nah. That's what I'm trying to say.
We was always focused. So it wasn't like, I think what anybody who's seen us do, they working, they do dirt, but they got a dream. Like, we was always chasing our dreams. So it wasn't like we was had a dream and just sitting there like we got a dream and not and hoping on and wishing on the star. Like I always say, Kiss and Sheik are the most professional dudes I've ever known in my life, like at a young age, far as with wisdom. Studio management, time management, how to, and this time it was real. It wasn't even that. Like, it was real. So it was like, you got to have your shit down packed when you go. Like, because everybody else was really just rhyming on the streets. But so that amount of professionalism and just dedication to the craft kind of gives you a way to say, this shit is going to happen.
Well, how long have you guys had this studio for? Because you guys got it early, right?
Like 15, 20 years?
Yeah, some shit like that. Hmm.
Whose idea was it to get your own studio? Really?
I got involved with Michael Gomez Shock. I had owned it at one time, and he was thinking about leaving, so I took it over since then with Jared Lobson. Then he backed out, and then I was his man in that shit for dumb long. Styles happened to be in jail. I remember telling him exact words like, yo, when you come out, we never gonna have to book Sony, none of these places again in our life. We ain't gonna never use nowhere else. Every budget, you gonna keep that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it, and then we just bomb.
Man. So now as fathers, when you watch a movie like this, are you looking at it from the kid's perspective or the parent's perspective?
Me, I'm going on the parent's perspective because, you know, I like, yo, if Lil Lucha or whoever want to be rappers, that's, I get it. But man, we've been through a lot with whack promoters and putting our lives on the line and getting on these flights. I would rather him be the guy that they signed to, the rapper signed to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Just for like safety. And I know he probably want the fame, but shit, man, it's like crazy.
Yeah.
Dad did all that dumb shit, man, you know. But then again, it's like these little motherfuckers are blowing up extra faster than us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they might make zillions real quick, but you know, it's like that, I guess.
Styles?
Same shit with me. My son, he loved music though, so I'm a firm believer. Like mine is like a two. Like it goes back to the last question: what I would have wanted to do if I didn't do rap, I still want to do. I still want to make movies. That was my first probably desire. So I understand the passion of wanting to chase your dream and having that urge of wanting to get done. My shit is the same shit. Film. I love film, so I would love. Like, I write scripts. I do all of that shit all the time.
And
so
the fire still burns inside you.
Yeah, yeah. It burns. And, that, like, to me, it's the same thing. Like, so even when I see dudes who want to make it in something, and they be like, ah, yada, 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 you ain't putting enough time in. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what I tell myself for my, like, that's a dream I want to do. But if you don't put in the work and you don't get what you want, you ain't going to get what you want out of it. But you still got to chase the dream. So anybody with a passion or a dream, I always suggest to do it. Like, my son just turned 20, like, last week. I remember.
Happy birthday. Word?
Yeah.
Yeah, on May 26th. Day before Kiss is his birthday.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. All I remember, like, him graduating high school, and he always been an A student in school his whole life, always passed, always super bright, never had a problem for him. So when he was like, I don't want to go to college. Like, when he told me that, but when he broke down why, it was kind of like, okay, and I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do that. And my thing is, okay, you're going to do music, you're going to have to do something else, though, too, and just have a backup plan and do more than one thing. So you got to let
safe,
people.
He should be safe as a producer, though. I'm not sure what producers go through. They probably go through shit.
Yeah, but he's definitely more safe
than a rapper, right?
Yeah. Shit.
I mean, if they produce for cash money, they don't get paid. So, yeah, you know. Yeah.
Allegedly.
I can imagine the stuff they go through, man.
We're not trying to get hit up. Are you kidding?
All right.
I think we all love the movie, but let's see how much. Jeff, on the Richie thumb scale, how many Richie thumbs out of 10?
Oh, right.
Out of 10?
Out of 10.
Yeah, 10 Richie, 10 thumbs, Richie thumbs.
How many are you giving Coco?
I would say an 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
Why?
I just feel like it's a very enjoyable kids movie. It's not something that I would actually actively seek out, except in the context of seeing it with the locks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I did enjoy, like, I will say, like, as a movie-going experience, listening to Jada process everything that was going on was probably my favorite part of the movie, and that's not part of the actual movie.
Right.
So that's why it doesn't, like, that's why it doesn't, like, you know, sit as a 10 for me. You know, like, it's like, you need, like, the surround sound from Jada Kiss saying, oh, shit.
Styles, how many Richie thumbs do you give it?
I'm going to give it a 9.
A 9?
I'm going to give it a 9.
Because
I think for an animated film, it touched so many different realistic and reality points to where it's good for the whole family. And yeah, most children movies are kind of children movies, but I think in the day and age we're in nowadays, you have to make them a little more realistic to the time and day and age we're in. So I felt like that was something super realistic. It touched on movies, it touched on your loved ones' past, it touched on keeping your dead ones' memories alive.
Yeah.
It was cultural. I think it was huge because it was also a Mexican animated film. I think that was dope. I think that was fucking huge. Dope.
Probably like the first, right?
Like,
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I think it was a lot of really dope things about it. I think it actually was shot really dope. The animation was super really dope.
Yeah.
The wrinkles on the grandmother's face.
The grandmother's face, how he grabbed the spiritual guitar out, the real guitar. It was just so much real shit. The dog. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the dog being a spirit guide. It was so, I think whoever really produced it, like, I think that's really, even in what we've seen, I think that's a go back and watch again, because I think it's a kids movie, but I think there was so much, whoever wrote it, whoever's the writer of it and whoever shot it kind of was going real deep, because I think it's a lot of, there's so many Jews in that. I haven't got, like, you don't really see a kids animated film where you get to pick up that many jewels from it as an adult.
Yeah.
As a 43-year-old man sitting here going,
in the music business.
Or even 56 business, like Chic.
That's right.
That's crazy.
Sheik?
I'm going to give it 8 Richie Thumbs as well. You want to know why? I mean, like Styles touched on a lot, that far as, like, I like its deepness. I like the its mission on what it wanted you to, you know, to fall into. But the reason I didn't give it all the way 10, if you any younger than me, you gonna get lost in that shit. Cause like, yo, a kid, some of your kids can't watch that shit. They're gonna see it. You know, the colors and animation is cool, but I could see how they could get lost and ask you a million fucking questions in that motherfucker. Like, who the fuck? So who's that? Then who's that? Then how did this happen? So who, you know, how come, you know, it's, you know, it ain't a, it's an easy thing to follow, but not really if you're kind of young, taking your young kid to the, it ain't like a Madagascar and them kind of like happy fluffy joints.
Right. Yeah. Eric, what about you?
I'm gonna give it 10 Richie Thumbs.
Wow. That's 10. A bold, bold statement. No, and you is know that why? The first 10?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Oh, no, you want to know what
first 10 we have.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it 10 Richie Thumbs because I really fuck with the emotional part of it. I think it did touch on a bunch of levels. And you know what? If I had kids, I would bring them to this because I think they're going to experience whatever they're going to experience, and I'm going to experience whatever I experience. Mm-hmm. And I think another reason why I'll give it 10 is because maybe they'll revisit it again later on, and it has replay value.
Mm. Yeah, I agree.
It does have replay value.
Yeah, I really fuck with
it that. It has a heavy replay value.
I thought the family stuff was dope. I thought the animation was super
dope.
What
is the youngest age that should be in there watching it?
I mean, you know what's crazy? How do you really say that? Because it's like, all right, you have a real family. Okay, you don't talk death with your children, but what happens when death occurs? You don't say anything, and the kid's going to take kind of their own view of it anyway.
Yeah. Mm.
Which is young, so you got to... I don't really know. That's a good fucking point. That's an actually great point. I think it depends, to be honest, on an intelligence level of your child.
Yeah.
What kind of conversations did you guys
have? That's totally different than your fucking Catholic school. Well,
listen, everything's like different from our Catholic
school. Yeah, exactly, yo. I can imagine. You know what I mean? Like, with my... It's the whole... Yeah, that's different. That movie is different. Yeah.
But you know what's crazy, though? You got to think. But all Mexicans can see that. If they celebrate Day of the Dead, so they might understand that.
Well, I mean,
from a culture point.
Your kids are picking up stuff when they're five or whatever, right?
1,000%. Like, yeah. How could your kid not? I mean, Grand Theft Auto was out, so how could you?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? When you think about it on that note, it's like saying, all right, that's a lot for your kid to grasp. What is Grand Theft Auto for your kid to grasp?
Yo,
too much.
What kind of conversation?
Way too much. You know what I'm saying?
What kind of conversation did you guys have with your kids after 9/11?
That was crazy.
Yeah,
I think that was my. At that point, it was more so. I'm really trying to think back on that. At that
I don't think I had a convo.
I think it was in my house. We had a convo, but it was more so shocked, and the kids was shocked at school, and just really trying to explain them how the world goes and how
long
it is.
9/11?
2001. So 17 years ago.
Yeah.
My son is 14.
Yeah.
So you know,
you didn't have that conversation.
Yeah. Well, exactly. That's why I'm like, well, I don't remember this shit.
Well, where were you on 9/11?
I was yo. I had moved down on the water and shit down at Water Grant. Yeah, and shit, right? I ordered some furniture and shit, and I'm flipping on the fucking store like, yo, where the fuck is my furniture? And I had to go see Howard Comart. My accountant at the time, I said, yo, Styles, I said, yo, Howard, I don't know if I can make it down there today, man. He said, no shit. His shit was around everything that happened. I said, and then I'm in the store. I didn't know the significance. I affected. Like, I was in the store flipping on the people about my furniture not being delivered that day.
Wow.
I had
no idea.
And you didn't even know.
All over the news, everybody like this, crying, looking at the
TV. Yeah, my kids was little back then. I just remember me and my wife bugging.
Yeah.
Watching that shit on the news. Sending, oh shit.
P, I went on the boardwalk and looked. I could see the smoke down there.
Holy shit.
While I'm on the phone with Howard saying, I ain't gonna make it today. And he's like, yeah, of course you can't come to Madden. I never forget that shit. And I'm flipping on people about my furniture.
No, you didn't even know that Styles was busy stealing it.
That's right, yeah.
He had the furniture.
That was way earlier, Jeff. Years prior, Jeff. Thank you.
Oh shit.
There's a scene in the movie where Miguel has to disguise himself to get into the afterworld, right? Yeah. Have you guys ever had to get into parties that you were not invited to?
All the time. Nearly wanted us in their parties back then. We was hot, but kind of like troublemakers and coming to the party like black tie affairs and our Timbs and fucking looking crazy and shit. Like, you couldn't tell us about no dress code. Yes, they didn't want us in there a lot of times. Puff said one time on a fucking boat, It was a boat party. Everybody had fly linen on. We had Tims and shit. It's like, everybody give it up for the Logs. They're going to fuck up the party later. He said that shit. He said they're going to fuck this party up later.
And did you?
Nah, did we? Nah, we was cool, but like, yo, we was dumb hot looking over there. Mad big shit on and Tims and everybody had fly linens and like, yo.
You didn't come in looking grown and sexy?
Hell no, I didn't. Yo, at
you
all.
Part young and reckless.
Oh, young and shit. Reckless. So, yeah, they didn't want to send a lot of them shits. Later on, we kind of got the hang of it.
Everybody always talks about, like, the diplomats, like, giving, you know, Bobby Trends and all those guys at the door at the tunnel a hard time. Did you guys ever go to the tunnel and bring, like, all your friends?
What's the biggest entourage you guys ever had trailing behind you?
Who knows?
Man, I don't know. We had a lot.
Who knows?
Yeah, because at the time, you know, you might have had, besides the Locks, the Rough Riders was deep at the time. So, you know, but I don't think none of us was deeper than the Wu-Tang Clan when they used to come to clubs. You know, I don't know about Dipset, but I know the Clan used to come with 100 motherfuckers. I used to see, like, oh, shit, where are they all going?
Now we got an animated movie under our belts. We got a Marvel movie under our belts.
Yeah. Yo, can we get some urban shit under our belts? Like, I want to see the Django with y'all.
Oh, hell yeah.
I want to watch the Django. Oh, I want to watch, yo, this the shit Styles. What's the dude that plays Spawn? The black dude.
Michael Jai White.
Yo, you see he plays like Shaft. What's the name of that movie where, damn, he ain't Shaft.
Black
He's
Dynamite,
like, Black fucking Dynamite.
Black Dynamite,
you seen
bro.
Black Dynamite, y'all?
No.
Can we watch Black Dynamite?
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, actually, you know what we got to do?
Yeah.
What we got to do? We got to go see the new Superfly.
I see
the Director
that.
X.
Yeah,
got
all the
hip-hop
dudes in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We have to see
but
that.
But we have to judge every single one of them.
Yeah. Truthfully and honestly.
And make sure you watch the original Superfly first. Yeah, no, have y'all seen that?
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
I used to have the poster for that.
Get the fuck out of here.
You ever watch Black Dynamite animated series?
Yeah, I did.
Animated series,
hilarious. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Fucking Black Dynamite, man. That's hilarious, man.
Yo. Dynamite.
Also, we have live show ideas with us.
We do have live show ideas.
You had a fucking, what poster did you have?
I had Superfly.
On your door.
In my dorm room and in my high school.
Wow.
Bedroom.
Yeah.
You was getting mad bitches and shit. That's what
See, too many.
Were. Free thought.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Have you guys ever been approached to do voiceovers for a cartoon?
Nah, not
I'm
me.
I'm dying
never.
To.
Never. Me. It makes so much sense. You guys have distinct voices, the three of you.
I think I did somewhere before. I'm on a video game, actually.
Yeah, we did. We all three of us did the Warriors video game. You buy guns from us in this video game. The actual war, the movie, it was a video game called a great fucking game.
And they gave you scripts?
We had a script. We went in there and did the whole shit, and you buy your guns from us and shit.
Do you remember any lines?
Nah.
Did they make you redo the lines?
Huh?
Did they make you redo the lines over and over?
Yeah, we had all over a whole bunch of lines with certain guns you could buy and the whole shit. Yeah, I wish, man. That shit is dope. But I definitely could hear them. Like me,
hire us.
My shit is cool. I love to have one of them jobs doing a voiceover. But them motherfuckers don't even got to, like Styles and Kiss, they won't even have to make up the voice. I would kind of have to make it up. They kind of got that shit, especially Kiss.
Yeah.
He could do a whole fucking thing of it, you know.
He has it.
Actually, can you do Jada's laugh?
Can me? Can I do it?
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Can you?
Yo, he gonna come in the room, man. That's his calling. He's gonna run in here like, yo, what the fuck? We was on shit.
Can you do it?
No. God, no.
Do it.
No.
Wait,
do
hold
it,
on.
Jeff.
Hold on.
Do
I
it,
just
Jeff.
Did it like a sucker. I did it like a sucker. You do it, Styles.
Nah, I told Jeff I eat
it.
How the fuck
you
gonna make me do it when I do it? Fuck is wrong with you?
I'm passing
it to them. You gonna pass it back to me.
I want to do the Jada laugh.
I sound like Birdman.
I
like,
can't do it.
No, you know what he does?
Now, he probably said to himself, I'm never doing that fucking laugh.
He has.
Yeah, wait, what are your honest thoughts on the laugh?
I don't know how to do it.
Like,
oh,
yo,
shit.
When Jada laughs, like, to himself or, like, quietly, like, his normal laugh, that was pretty good.
That was really good.
That was really good.
Terrible.
Jeff, you gotta fucking go.
No, because I already
everybody did it, Jeff.
I already did it. Mine sounds like the Birdman call.
Nah,
like,
that ain't you trying to do it, though. That ain't you really trying to do it.
No, it's like,
not bad.
That's close.
Not bad. By the way, Joe Budden has a laugh where he just goes,
yeah.
What?
Cracks me up every time that I hear it.
Wait, what's the Marrow one?
Deez's and Marrow?
Yeah.
Shit, I forget what that is.
I wish we could punch
that
it
show
in.
That show kills me, man.
Yeah, it's great.
Shout out to them, all three of them.
Deez's and Marrow.
And Buttons.
Oh.
And Buttons.
Yeah, I'll be real to the point with these motherfuckers. Yeah. Right?
Oh, my God. That was great. All right, so the next movie we're going to see, we're going to figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We're going to make this a weekly thing.
Yes,
so,
sir.
So, yo, when do the Superfly come out?
I think it comes out very soon.
Also, like we wanted June. To do some other stuff.
Yeah.
We have some other ideas.
Hold on. What's the last wackest movie you've seen?
Ooh.
Can't let this shit.
No minds.
The last whack movie I saw.
Yeah, last whack movie you saw.
I don't know. Can I tell you a couple great ones?
Or
to watch?
Disappointment. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
but real quick, great ones to watch. Wild Wild Country. Did you see that yet? About the cult up in Oregon.
Oh, nah, it's crazy.
On Netflix.
It's crazy.
Documentary. Nah. And there's one called Evil Genius.
I keep hearing that's good,
which is great. It's not Green Lantern, and it's not the upcoming Gucci album. It is about it's about the pizza delivery.
Yo, yeah. Like
in like Erie, Pennsylvania.
It's like it's crazy.
Fucked up. You should watch it.
Yeah, like it's like it's a heist gone wrong or right. I mean, who knows?
The last terrible movie that I saw.
I don't know.
What was the last whack movie you saw?
Death Wish. Fuck it.
What? Bruce Willis?
Hated it.
I wanted to see that, man.
Absolutely fucking hated it, bro.
Oh shit!
Can't believe they did Charlie Bronson like that, man.
They whacked it up.
They whacked it up, man. And I like Bruce Willis. I was expecting. Damn. I like Bruce Willis.
Double letdown.
That was on my
list.
I'm
a Charles Bronson fan. I'm a big Death Wish guy.
That's shitty.
One, two, three, four.
I didn't know that.
I didn't like where it went. Yeah.
Cheap?
Mine's BP, baby. I ain't talking about the gas station. Mine's BP, baby.
I'm in love with the
cold. Oh, my God. This is awesome.
Like
we're gonna do it again very soon. Alright, guys.
Alright, love.
I'm in love with the
Thanks everyone for listening to this new episode of Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies under the umbrella of our giant podcast, A Waste of Time with It's the Real Jeff. If people want to find out more about us, we are It's the Real. If people want to find out more about these podcasts of ours, Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies, and A Waste of Time with It's the Real, if people want to find out more about what's going on with this thing of ours, where can they go?
You can always go to itsthereal.com and itsthereal.com/shop for all of our merch.
Yes.
We have our t-shirts that are on sale. There are our AKA t-shirts that are flying off the shelves.
Well, not only in purple, which people have seen, but now in black.
And Jews.
Yes.
And so you can always go there. You can go to iTunes, search for A Waste of Time with It's the Real. Go on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/A Waste of Time. Or if you're looking for our music,
yes,
you can go to any streaming platform.
Any of them?
Anyone, including Tidal.
How about Spotify?
All of them.
Apple Music, Audio Mac,
yes.
Pandora,
yep.
Google something.
Keep going.
Yahoo.com. Bing something else.
Yeah, chats to Bing. All of our supporters over at Bing.
LimeWire.
Yep.
MySpace.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, our album is called Teddy Bear Fresh. It has features from everybody, including Currency and Smoke Dizza, Michael Christmas, Tunji Ige, and many, many others.
Windows Media Player.
It's on there, and it is streaming. You can always go and find us on Twitter.com/It's the Real, Instagram at It's the Real. We are on Facebook, but it doesn't really matter. We don't use Facebook. We don't use Snapchat.
The key to keeping this podcast growing is for you all out there, you loyal listeners, you, to spread the word. Tell a friend or tell a stranger about what we bring to the table every Tuesday and with this podcast, hopefully soon, on Thursdays. Just tell a friend. Tell your family. Tell your social media about what we're doing and support this movement. We know it starts with us, so that's why we like to shout people out. Jeff, who do you want to shout?
I want to shout out a few people who have bought t-shirts in the past 24 hours. I want to shout out AO Kev Ace. I want to shout out Troy Hubie. And I want to shout out Alex Sampson.
T-shirts are available at itsthereal.com/shop. They're going fast. Get them now.
Yes.
Jeff, I want to shout out our friend down there in Jacksonville, Florida, El Katuk himself.
Oh, wow.
Ray Rodriguez, a longtime supporter, a longtime fan, and a longtime just great person. Hopefully he's doing well down in Florida. We appreciate him listening each week and rocking with us for really over a decade. Thank you guys sincerely for rocking with us, for supporting us, for listening week in and week out. It means the world to us. As always, Jeff, not for real, for real.
Sure, sure.
We'll see you guys next week.
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I got it for the lolo.
Turn up.
I'm in love with the coco.